Hello, Empresses. It is Leslie Togorda with the Cosmic Weather for June 2021. So the theme and origin this month is about boundaries. And the cosmic weather is definitely giving us the energy that we need to redefine our boundaries. So get ready, because June is another big month of shifts where we get to reflect and get really clear on our truth. While business will still proceed, June isn't exactly the month to cross off those tasks on your list, drive full speed ahead, or launch your next dream project. Instead, you can look at it as a month of redefining boundaries. With the cosmic weather of June, you get the much needed space to rethink, reflect, and reorganize. You get to rethink how you create dialogue, share information, and with whom, so that you can focus your message. You get to reflect on the systems that are broken in your business and society so that you can decide how to create better impact. And you get to reorganize your business around purpose and joy so that you get to prioritize commitments that nourish your body, heart, and soul. The ability to focus, decide, and commit is based on your ability to create boundaries in your life and business. A definition of a boundary is a dividing line. What's inside versus outside? What's acceptable? What's versus what's not? And what are the consequences when something's not acceptable? To know what you want, what you expect, and what happens when those expectations are not met are the boundaries you need to create for yourself so you can focus, decide, and commit with ease. These are your superpowers in business. In the process of deciding, you're making a choice, committing to one and cutting off the other. In Gemini season, we can get trapped in overthinking and overdoing. Just because you're good at many things doesn't mean you have to offer all the things. And just because someone asks you to do something doesn't mean you have to accept. Then in Cancer season, you get to see the possibility of creating an inclusive, nourishing, and pleasurable business on your terms. Yes, you can decide to have it all when you redefine your boundaries. So in June star powers, you get the energy to support you to rethink your new truths by leaps and bounds. You get to see the systemic responsibilities we all need to break through in our businesses. You get to prioritize feelings of safety to create belonging. And you get to re-envision your big dream and purpose. The cosmic weather this month, we will see our Mercury retrograde in Gemini that started the very last couple of days of May, now through June 22nd. You'll get to see Venus enter Cancer on June 2nd, where following Mars will enter Leo on June 11th. Then we have our Saturn and Uranus exact square off for our second time in June 14th. This is the theme that's redefining all of 2021, the Saturn-Uranus square. And then the Sun enters Cancer, sparking the solstice on June 20th. We have our Jupiter retrograde starting on June 20th. Then our Neptune retrograde starting on June 25th, not even a whole week after. Already joining Pluto and Saturn. And then we also have Venus then again changing signs, zipping through, entering Leo on June 26th. Our two big lunations, oh my goodness, we have an expansive new moon solar eclipse at Gemini of 19 degrees on June 10th. So get ready for some quantum leaps. And then we have our full moon in Capricorn, really allowing you to set those boundaries at Capricorn 3 degrees on June 24th. So remember, as I go through the cosmic notes, the details of all of these events, these are the collective cosmic energies available to us all. There's nothing to be fearful of. Get curious about what you need to learn from them. And for these larger shifts like outer planets, you're going to feel the energy building up a week leading up to and away from. So remember, these are the energies that we get to work with in our business for the month of June. So on June 2nd, we have our fourth quarter moon in Pisces at 11 degrees and 59 minutes. So almost 12 degrees there in Pisces at 12:24 a.m. Pacific, 3:24 a.m. the next day, and our theme is relax and flow. What inner consciousness is now aligned to your soul? It's a great day to relax and spend time alone or with spirit. The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and our businesses. It's a time to cultivate all that we have learned and assess what we want to continue with and what we want to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds we've planted. With the fourth quarter moon in Pisces, spend some time doing inner reflective work, connecting with your soul and spirit. Later on that day, Venus enters Cancer at exactly 6:19 a.m. Pacific, 9:19 a.m. Eastern, where the theme of Venus in Cancer is connect through emotional safety. With whom in your life and business do you need to create belonging? Who belongs? Who doesn't belong? This is a practice in creating your aligned boundaries. Venus enters sensitive Cancer, where she desires to luxuriate in self-care, nurturing, and all things close to home. Now, for just 3 weeks until June 26th, it's time to value your emotions and what you need to feel safe. Connect with those you consider family during this time to nourish your sense of belonging. It's a great 3 weeks to establish guidelines to build safe communities in your business. These guidelines would outline what safety and inclusion means and the consequences of not abiding. These guidelines in turn connect with your soul-aligned customers and co-creators, as they will definitely know that they belong. If you have any planets or angles like your rising sign or your midheaven in Cancer, over the next 3 weeks, Venus will share her peace and abundance on your natal energies. The next day, on June 3rd, we have a wonderful day. We have a couple of transits happening that day, so it's a wonderful day to give and receive acknowledgments. First, the Sun, our creative vibrancy, and Saturn, our dedication and commitment, are in harmonious flow today, while the two lucky planets, Venus, our values, and Jupiter, our beliefs, are also in flow today. With so much ease, it's a wonderful day to give and receive. What better way to warm your heart than to share a generous hug or a note of gratitude, all as you warm their hearts? So the first event is Sun trining Saturn retrograde. This happens at exactly 12:05 p.m. Pacific, 3:05 p.m. Eastern, where your commitments are validated. What signals are you now receiving that focus and confirm your decision? For a day leading up to and a day leading away from, you will receive affirmations that you've made the right decision. Because of this, you will be able to focus your creative and communicative energies to enable you to work towards your commitments. Pay attention to these messages and signals. It is quite possible that those signs have been there all along, but you have only learned to recognize them. So that you can recognize and trust said signals more often, do pay attention to what these signals look and feel like. Then later that day, we have our wonderful loving planets, Venus trining Jupiter. So this is a lucky, lovely day. This is just adding to everything. So Venus trines Jupiter at exactly 4:33 p.m. Pacific, 7:33 p.m. Eastern. Who can you shower with appreciation? It's a beautiful day to appreciate everything and express that appreciation. There's a good chance you're feeling on top of the world with your senses heightened. Share the love and let people in your business and life know how much you care about them. As you fill your heart, you will fill theirs. And with full hearts, what might you attract? So be on the lookout for lucky chances. This could be a wonderfully abundant day. On June 5th, this is a wonderful day to find meaning in decisions you now must make. With Mercury in retrograde squaring off with Neptune at the same time that Mars is opposite Pluto, there are deciding factors coming to the fore. You are meant to look at the meaning behind the face value of what is happening to you now. This meaning is where you are going to get crystal clear on your truth that drives you. So Mercury retrograde squares off with Neptune at exactly 12:05 p.m. Pacific on June 5th, 3:05 p.m. Eastern, where you are to revisit your artistic communications for dreamy insight. What dreamy awareness now gives you deeper understanding? A few weeks ago, around May 22nd, you tapped into your big visions through your artistic pursuits. Maybe you didn't completely understand what was coming through to you from the outside sources, but now with the second square off, you get to revisit this energy and take another look. This time, your perception is fine-tuned and you can see the truth of the experience that is giving you the insight. What is the vision and spiritual truth? What vision and spiritual truth is now coming to you? Then later that day, just a few minutes later at 12:45 p.m. Pacific, 3:45 p.m. Eastern, is Mars opposite Pluto. So really these two meetings of planets, Mercury squaring Neptune and Mars opposite Pluto, they are really one and the same kind of bigger transit here, where the Mars opposite Pluto theme is power and drive are illuminated. What surge to transform is driving you now? You will likely need to make a choice at this time, a choice based on who you want to become versus a choice based on who you think you should become. Spirit has been showing you your soul's vision. Your heart has been showing you that only you can make yourself feel secure. You know, you trust, you have this. Fast forward a few days later on June 10th, we have a big day of rethinking your truth to jump into your highest potential. With an annual partial eclipse and Mercury joining the Sun shortly after the new moon as a combust, this is a quantum leap in understanding, perspective, and what is now possible for you when you speak your truth. This is not the day to take action, to try to control or exert your power. This is a day to be open to the floods of clarity and go with the flow of new information coming to you. Feel into your heart and body to discern what is true for you while being open to all the possibilities. What reframe do you now understand so that you can clearly communicate the voice of your soul and your brand? So, what is happening that day? We have our new moon solar eclipse at Gemini of 19 degrees and 47 minutes at exactly 3:53 a.m. Pacific, 6:53 a.m. Eastern. Now, so the theme for this new moon is what jump in communications now seems possible. Today, you plant the seeds to redefine powerful, clear messaging and engaging dialogue in your business and brand. The ruler of Gemini, Mercury, is at the halfway point of this second retrograde of 2021, and we have a solar eclipse where the sun is blocked by the moon. This is an overload of information while we take our quantum leap. Oh my gosh. While you may not be able to find the exact words or get clear on your exact thoughts, if you go one level below those thoughts, you do know how you want your message to be heard. You do know why you want your brand voice to be heard. And you do know the impact you want your message to have in your circles. This is a powerful new moon with all the other cosmic support to rethink your brand voice and all that it means. Decide today the impact you want your message and brand voice to have and be known for you in your spiritual business. Rethink what is possible and try your best to not get caught up in overthinking. Later that day, the Sun and Mercury retrograde meet in what's called a combust at exactly 6:13 p.m. Pacific, 9:13 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is thinking and information overload. How can you make space to take in all this new understanding to reflect without yet making a decision? This is the middle point, like the full moon phase of the cycle where Mercury and the Sun meet. You could feel a surge of information as your learnings become illuminated. This may feel intense, time to reflect. After the combust, you will have a clearer understanding of what you need to integrate into your business after your re-examination. If you have any natal energies around Aquarius of 19 degrees, these will add to the fuel of your download. Air energies like Gemini and Libra near 19 degrees will be in flow with your perception, and fixed energies of Taurus and Scorpio near 19 degrees will add more creative fuel that will ignite your truth. So again, this is the midway point of our Mercury retrograde schedule. Mercury will go direct on June 22nd. On June 11th, we have Mars entering fiery Leo at exactly 6:34 a.m. Pacific, 9:34 a.m. Eastern, where you get to lead with your heart. What passionate, heart-led projects now drive you? Now through July 29th, Mars will heat things up in passionate Leo. At this time, you could stand up for your creative efforts and justify your passion projects. It's from this passion that is the source of your purpose. After all, if work is fun and pleasurable, it transcends vocation to calling. Follow your bliss in all that you do and watch your work come to life as purpose. If you have natal energies or angles in Leo, you will get a boost of motivation and drive as Mars passes through. On June 13th, we have the Sun squaring Neptune at exactly 4:40 p.m. Pacific, 7:40 p.m. Eastern, where outside experiences guide you to your soul's desire. What experiences are putting you on your soul's path? You are coming to a realization, something that you've already felt but have denied, something your intuition and soul has been asking you to create and do. Notice what experiences have been directing you onto your soul's path, the path that you really desire but have denied because of conditioning. Will you answer the call this time or still put it off? Will you trust in spirit? Yes, you can. On June 14th, we have our Saturn retrograde squaring off with Uranus exactly at 3:01 p.m. Pacific, 6:01 p.m. Eastern. This is the theme that is redefining 2021. In reality, this Saturn square Uranus, we are feeling this the entire year. It's in orb the entire year because these outer planets move pretty slowly, and they have three exact meetings in 2021. On June 14th, this is the second meeting where the theme is to reevaluate structure breakdown. So the question that you want to ask yourself is, what outdated social structures and old systems in your business are you now taking apart? The signature that defines all of 2021 has the exact square off today. When Saturn and Uranus meet, it's about evolving systems and structures that hold society together. When they square off like this in a fourth quarter moon phase, it's the structure that is finally getting the inner psychological breakthrough that leads to system change. Can you see how this is happening in society right now? And with the big work that we as humanity are facing, this is a three-step process where we are all at the second step. Back in February, on a collective level, we noticed how broken our society really is. On a personal level, you saw how what you've built is not sustainable or equitable in some fashion. Now, at this second meeting, we get to see exactly what needs integration and repair. Maybe we don't yet have all the answers, but now we have a direction in which we can start to clear the path. In December, we start step three, where we will then have clarity on what we will rebuild to create a just and equitable social structure. And personally, you will have the clarity to what you need to create your just and sustainable business. Okay, so Saturn square Uranus in 2021, the whole theme is collectively we look at all the social issues that still need just solutions, or the environmental impact that is on the brink unless we each do our part. In our business, we can feel this as the need to simplify, to focus on the things that will make the biggest impact, and to work in a way that feels sustainable. All about boundaries. We are all past the need to hustle, and in 2021 we get to choose how we repair the system, integrate the things we need to evolve, and keep and and evolve and keep and say goodbye to the things that are outdated. So our first meeting was in February, February 17th, today, June 14th, and then again, they will meet exactly in December 23rd, where we have the third step of the process where now we get to make a plan. So this is a long process. Be kind to yourself. On June 17th, we have our second quarter moon in Virgo at 27 degrees and 9 minutes at exactly 8:54 Pacific, 11:54 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is act and organize. What one practical step will you take that will get you closer to your decision? It's time to take action. Action for Virgo is based on practicality, healthy, and daily practices. What action can you effectively take to take a step forward? One that you can build upon as a daily routine that will help you get closer to your big vision. It's also at this time that Jupiter steps on the brakes before going retrograde. This focus on 2 degrees of Pisces brings up old beliefs and the need to disintegrate so that you can realign your vision and big dreams. A few days later, on June 20th, this is another big day where we have a couple of transits happening, a day to comfort your heart to re-envision your big dream. Because today, Jupiter comes to a standstill at Pisces of 2 degrees before appearing to go backwards in the sky. A few hours later, the sun enters sensitive Cancer, sparking the solstice. So on this big and expansive day, notice what is rising for you. So let's talk about Jupiter retrograde first, where Jupiter turns the course at exactly 8:06 a.m. Pacific, 11:06 a.m. Eastern. Readjust expansive vision and growth. What new beliefs and possibilities are ready to explore? Social planet Jupiter is stepping on the brakes to make its annual backtrack in the sky. Jupiter, now through October 18th, will trace back just 10 degrees from Pisces 2 degrees back to Aquarius of 22 degrees and give us the chance to reconnect the dots between our big dreams and our big beliefs so that we can create our new expansive vision. To create what we want, we fundamentally have to believe in our ability and possibility. If you've been questioning or not seeing the meaning of all experiences that put you on your soul's path, then during this annual regress, you will get your chance to realign. Next week, the ruler of Pisces, Neptune, will follow Jupiter, now in Pisces, making this an expansive and dreamy time if you can approach confusion with curiosity and setbacks with significance that give you richer meaning. If you have any natal planets between Aquarius of 22 degrees and Pisces of 2 degrees, now through January 22, when Jupiter returns back to Pisces of 2 degrees, Jupiter will pass over your natal energies twice, giving you more and more possibility. Then at 8:32 p.m. Pacific, 11:32 p.m. Eastern, the sun enters Cancer, ringing in the solstice, where now we have a season of inclusion and nurturing. How can you create belonging and security in your business? Belonging and security require boundaries. As the sun enters cardinal water Cancer, it signals the solstice. The solstice is when the sun is the furthest away from the equator, meaning that those of us in the northern hemisphere have the most sun with the longest days, and those of us in the southern hemisphere have the least sun with the shortest days. As a cardinal sign, it's the start of a season, a signal that we are now in summer or winter in the south. Whichever season it is the season to tend to your foundational roots, the system that nourishes your emotional security that allows you to rise. In your personal life, tending to your family and self-care. In your business, nourishing your clients to feel included in your safe communities. This care, security, and protection is the route to emotional security that allows for healing and growth to happen. It is in the boundaries and expectations that you create that people will know what it means to be included. Happy solar return to all the Cancerians as you feel a sense of renewal this month. On June 21st, we have Venus trining Neptune at exactly 6:57 a.m. Pacific, 9:57 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is charming, generous feelings. What is your empathy connecting and healing in you? It's a beautiful healing day. Venus, our energy to connect to others, and Neptune, our energy to connect to all, are in harmonious flow today. You can think of Neptune as the higher frequency or octave of Venus. the connection, not just to others, but to oneness, the one spirit that connects the universe. When they are in harmonious alignment, that is Neptune and Venus, your empathy is infinite and you can easily connect to others from a place of deep compassion. This source of deep compassion flows through yourself that enables you to show as much empathy towards yourself that you reserve for others. It is in this abundant well of love that you can connect to the good that is here for you. Venus will be at Cancer of 23 degrees, trining with Neptune at Pisces 23 degrees. Then on June 22nd, we have Mercury going direct at Gemini 16 degrees. This happens at 3 o'clock on the dot p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock on the dot p.m. Eastern, where you get to understand and express your truth. What is your new truth? How will you communicate it and to whom? Mercury in retrograde is officially over. Imagine that this was a potent cycle. I imagine that this was a potent cycle that really tested your ability to slow down and rethink your truth. What you had an understanding of before now has different meanings, and you have opened up to multiple perspectives that do not fit into a binary mold of good or bad. It is through this renewed understanding that you have come to your new truth. You probably had insight about who your people are, those with shared ideas and ideals. Who is it that can be part of your inner circle, and who are those that no longer fit? Excuse me. As Mercury retraces its steps forwards, going towards the point that it backtracked. The third pass through Gemini 16 degrees through 24 degrees, you can now get organized on your new truth. This is now the time to plan out your next steps to communicate your new knowledge. Then on June 23rd, 2021, the Sun trines Jupiter retrograde at 3:11 a.m. Pacific, 6:11 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is expansive creative vision. What spiritual approach to creation in your business is now flowing? An optimistic and abundant feeling day, your spirits are high, and you can harness your spiritual tools to make forward momentum in your business. Or you can simply sit back and enjoy the feeling of being without the need to do. With Mercury across the moon today too, you will be able to say what's on your heart, speak your truth, speak your feelings. Whatever you choose, you have chosen correctly for today. Enjoy. On June 23rd, we have Venus now opposite Pluto at 4:39 p.m. Pacific, 7:39 p.m. Eastern. Intense attachments to values and power. What decisions must you make around money and power plays? Love Sex Magic by Ciara with Justin Timberlake or Blood Sugar Sex Magic by the Red Hot Chili Peppers have the energy of the day. In every creatrix, there's the ability to manifest power and magic. With the energy of Venus and Pluto, there are power plays vying for your attraction. With an opposition, there's clear illumination of the powers at play, and it's up to you to take a side. If you do not choose, it will be chosen for you, and more often than not, the other side doesn't have your best interests in mind. Maybe there's a win-win situation if you can figure out how to share the power. What is the power that is being displayed right now? Emotional power, money power, sex power? Choose based on your deepest values. That way you will have no regrets. And then on June 24th, we have our full moon in Capricorn at 3 degrees of Capricorn at exactly 11:40 a.m. Pacific, 2:40 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is release and celebrate. What sense of duty are you now ready to let go of so you can redefine your boundaries? Here we go again, Capricorn and boundaries. You're still feeling the power plays of Venus and Pluto from yesterday, and today is the day you get to let go of that sense of duty that binds you. You get to let go of all the responsibilities that you should do to make space for the responsibilities you want to do. You get to let go of outdated traditions in your life and business that tell you you have to work hard, ignore your feelings, and be on the top at all costs. You're done with all of that. You are making room to trust your intuition, put your self-care first, and to create equitable growth. This is your empowered play. You are creating a new line, your new boundary that contains only your desires and expectations. Everything else can be let go. Then, fast forward to June 25th, we have the beginning of our Neptune retrograde. Neptune switches gears at exactly 12:21 p.m. Pacific, 3:32 p.m. Eastern, where the theme for this Neptune retrograde is reimagine with spirit. How will you reimagine your business to stop ignoring your vision? Just a few days after Jupiter shifted into reverse, our other visionary energy, Neptune, joins in retrograde motion, joining Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. As an outer planet, the effects of Neptune are oh so subtle, and it's only during this time, a few days before and after, as Neptune stops on Pisces of 23 degrees and exactly 12 minutes, that we feel the significance of this spiritual, interconnected, imaginative visionary. If you look to your natal chart for planets or angles near Pisces of 23 degrees, this is the part of your natal chart where your energies will get a magical, imaginative, spiritual boost. And then the last big transit of the month happens on June 26th, where now Venus, who just entered Cancer, now enters Leo. At exactly 9:27 p.m. Pacific, 12:27 a.m. the next day, where when Venus is in Leo, the theme is to connect over heart-centered passion. Who are your people with shared passions that you can connect with? Venus is now zipping through the zodiac, barely spending 3 weeks in sensitive Cancer before heading into passionate Leo. Now through July 11th, Venus will value creative projects, play, and pleasure even more than she normally does. For her entire stay in Leo, she joins Mars already in Leo, where we are connecting the dots with what we desire and what we are motivated to take action on. It's from this intersection of desire and action where passion becomes purpose. After all, if work is fun and pleasurable, it transcends vocation to calling. And if you're adding value through this source of pleasure, this is ultimate bliss in business. All right, Empresses, that's all I have for the June weather. If you have questions or requests, please tag me in the Facebook group. I am happy to answer.